You are now with Time Out for Music. The Bulgarian town of Šumen, famous musician Pancho Voligerov's birthplace, has hosted for years contests for pianists, violinists and singers. Those have two main versions, national for singers aged up to 19 and international with no age limits.
Представлява формата на провежданите досега национални конкурси за пианисти и цигулари.
This year's edition represents the format of the national contests for pianists and violinists in the different age groups held so far. In 1995, the Pancho Vodigero Foundation established a contest of the same name and over 80 participants took part back then. Some of them are now well-known names, for instance, Jana Deškova violin and Ruža Semova piano. Over the years, the contest had different forms and now, for the first time, we will step beyond the national frame of up to 19-year-old participants. Of course, the international contests are held each 4 years, ever since the beginning in 1986. Chair of the Pancho Vodigero Foundation, Professor Minchu Minchev, and also a chair of the violin jury, tells us more about the regulations changes and his view regarding the attitude that the young musicians should have before each contest.
Помня какво в моя живот се е случило, когато съм бил на тяхното място. Помня какво съм бил
като... I remember my contest years. Now I am the tutor and jury member, so I have gained serious experience. In my opinion, contestants should have the do-my-best attitude before each event of this kind, after having completed a serious preparation process in advance. In such case, you are a winner, no matter whether you have taken the award or not. We don't have an exact system to measure the results the way they do indeed in sports, but the unanimity of experts in the jury guarantees professionalism and goodwill. We changed the rules in this edition, and now the points taken in the first and second rounds are accumulated. So far, participants needed certain points in order to go to the next stage. Still, we have plenty to do for the precision of the assessment criteria for the next big contest. People should know that efforts are put for this contest by the Ministry of Culture, the local authorities and also by different businessmen. We are thankful for the support of the Bulgarian National Radio, the Bulgarian National Television, for the professional cooperation of the Russe Philharmonic and the Schumann Symphonic Orchestra, which accompanies the applicants over the final stages. So I am optimistic about a fantastic 2019 contest. Now here is more from Professor Bojan Воденичаров, head of the keyboard jury.
Общото ниво беше съвсем убедително и добре представящо някакво ниво на професионална работа.
The overall level of the candidates was pretty convincing and professional. Obviously, most of them have good tutors. We had 16 pianists and the little ones were most impressive, especially the kids who took the top two prizes, Ангел Ялъчков and Бурил Христов. The jury held them for their natural spontaneous energy, typical for their age. In the second group, we had the Hasan and Ibrahim Ignatovi brothers, who also impressed us a lot with their achievements at the age of 14. As far as the last group was concerned, the jury decided not to give a top award, but to split the second one between Emmanuel Ivanov and Ioana Raicheva. A contest of this kind gives a chance to young musicians to overcome himself first, not always the competition, as one of the colleagues stated wisely. This is true. One steps on the stage and struggles with stress within an extreme testing situation, pushing his or her capabilities. Here is what Muhammadjan Turdiev from the violin jury said.
Я родился в Узбекистане и студенческие годы провел в Москве.
I was born in Uzbekistan and my student years were in Moscow. Later on, I returned to Uzbekistan and worked for a long time with my quartet there. Then the formation grew into Soists of Uzbekistan Chamber Orchestra, and in 1992 we all moved to Turkey. An international symphonic orchestra was established there and we became part of it. I have lived and worked in Turkey ever since. My students come from Turkey, Russia, and I also had a student from Bulgaria, Kalina Miteva from Sofia, now a really good violinist. I must say that the few days spent in Schumann gave me really a lot, especially during the visit of the house museum Pancho Vladigerov. I feel nothing else but incredible gratitude and love as far as this great musician is concerned. The Pancho Vladigerov contest met us with another extraordinary musician and pedagogue who has his global fame, Achilles Dele Vigne, from Argentina, who was a member of the keyboard jury. Here is what he told Radio Bulgaria.
I played Beethoven number 4 concerto with Kamen Goleminov. We were many times jury lead. And I played also in, I don't remember the name of the hall, but a very big one, organized by, helped by Jenny Zakharieva. So I have a lot of Bulgarian students. I got Nelly Pavlova, who was a master in the university in Rotterdam. I also taught Filip Ivanov, who is a very good pianist from Bulgaria. With Bojan, we are now very good friends. With Ludmil Angelov, we are very good friends. Well, I think that Bulgarian pianists are fantastic, gifted. They are very good. We have very good candidates, and I think you have excellent orchestras. The musicians from Bulgaria are very, very wonderful. I think the competition is very well organized. I knew the music of Vladigerov because one of my best friends was Alexis Weissenberg. Alexis Weissenberg came many times in our home in Brussels, and I received for him the scores of the concerti of Vladigerov. I think he's a really a remarkable composer with a great sense of harmony.
Another member of the keyboard jury, Yang Ming, was in Bulgaria for the first time. He is a pianist, a professor with the Chinese National Conservatory, and a head of the National Musical Academy for Pianists.
The competitor is very talented. They have a very good sensitive about the music and good at their feeling. I think this is very good for the children's. They have a basic in the very rich music series. So I think the competition is very good for young students. They have a lot of time to go to the stage. So I think it's important things for the study the piano, not only in the classroom. So I think it's very good. They have exchange to look every different culture, different style. They can together each other, hearing a lot. I'm from Beijing. Now the Beijing embassy of the Bulgaria, the officials, they told me maybe the next year some competition can invited some Bulgarian pianist come to Beijing, and they're holding a select competition in China. Now China, a lot of students study the piano, but they seldom have a chance come to Bulgaria. I think this is exchange, maybe a good idea.
We end today's Time Out for Music with a performance by Ilgan Top from Turkey, winner of the second prize at the Pancho Vodigerov International Piano and Violin Competition.